New Brunswick was a small suburban community during the 1920s. It was a quiet town, that is, until the Hall Mills murders of September 1922. The case quickly attracted national attention and made front page headlines for years to come. The amorous relationship between the Reverend Edward Hall and Mrs. Eleanor Mills was a poorly kept secret, and this fact, combined with the testimony of an eccentric old lady farmer who came to be known as the Pig Woman, made for quite a sensational case. The town was flooded with reporters. One old New Brunswicker says dozens of reporters gathered nightly on the porch of the Mills house. He says plenty of liquor would be brought along, and the reporters, waiting for some new bit of rumor or information, would soon be drunk and would sing into the wee hours of the morning. 67-year-old Julius Bolyag recently told police he carried $6,000 from the minister's wife, the former Frances Stevens, to two local hoodlums near the time of the murder. Bolyag, who was 20 at the time, says he did it as a favor to Mrs. Hall's brother, Willie Stevens, who shared the Hall's household. Willie was a prime suspect when the case first came under investigation in 1922. Mrs. Hall, her two brothers, and a cousin were indicted for murder when the case was revived in 1926, but the widow and her brothers were acquitted, and charges against the cousin were subsequently dropped. Some police officials feel the trial might have had a different outcome if Bolyag's story had been told then. Local gossip had it that Willie hated the minister because Reverend Hall refused to increase his allowance under a trust fund set up by Mrs. Hall and her other brother, Henry Stevens. Willie was a strange sort of character, and many townspeople believed he was at least slightly crazy. Local residents say Willie spent much of his time at a New Brunswick firehouse, fascinated by the equipment and firemen. Although he was 50 years old, Willie also spent a good deal of time playing with children. One New Brunswick citizen, now in his 60s, told reporter Dreyfack he remembers when he and others would see Willie and would taunt him with cries of, "There's Nutsy Willie." One of the two hoodlums who allegedly received the $6,000 in cash from Mrs. Hall less than 48 hours after the murders. Bolyag identifies one as Isidore or Ike Gutman, a man who in later incidents would be charged with such crimes as armed robbery and kidnapping. In 1934, Gutman was shot to death gangland style, supposedly executed by Newark mafioso Richie the Boot Boyardo. Bolyag identifies the other only as Freddy. Who is that second man? Is he still alive? The answers to those questions could lead to a solution to the Hall Mills murder case. In our next report, we'll talk about the Pig Woman. This is Virgil Scudder.